This message you're about to hear is from the stable of Pastor Mike Ofoedo, the senior pastor at the Perfect Will of God Mission. As you listen, may you be blessed.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granny Jesus is my plea. Daily working close to thee. Let it be, the Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snare, if I father, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, the Lord, none but thee. Just a close walk with thee. Granny Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, the Lord, let it be. Just a close walk with thee. Granny Jesus is my plea. Daily working close to thee. Let it be, the Lord, let it be. A daily close with the Lord, a close walk with the Almighty God. If you have a close walk with the Lord, the enemies will never deceive you. The title of this message is The Deceived. The Deceived. There are many, the Bible said, that will be deceived. Many will be deceived if care is not taken. Now I want you to turn quickly with me to the book of Matthew chapter 24. I want to read from verse 1. Let me just read some few scriptures. I just want to give a little of this message. If you want a whole message, you can get the CDs from our church. But I just want to tell you some few things right now. The Deceived. Matthew 24 from verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to shew him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be one left here, one stone upon another. That shall not be thrown down. No one stone, no one block left upon the other. Everything will be brought down. What? This is what they don't believe, such a thing will ever happen. But today, where is that temple? Crushed down. I don't know whether you've been to Jerusalem, you've been to Israel. They show you deep down the excavation where the first foundation of that temple was laid. Today, nothing like temple there. But when Jesus was saying it, it appears to them as if it's going to be lie, as if it is lie. It's not going to happen. Look at verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So the Bible has been talking about the end of the world. These people knew about the end of the world. That world is going to end one day. That this entire world is going to end one day. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Be careful that no man deceive you. Jesus said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Just like is happening today. Many are coming in the name of Jesus, saying, I am Christ. I'm doing this. A lot. We have seen many who claim to be Christ. Some of them are dead and gone. Some are still coming up, still saying the same thing, that they are Christ. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. They will deceive many. Many are already deceived. I pray you are not one of them, you that is listening to me. Then, in verse 6, he said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. What is happening today? So many wars here and there, nations, wars every day. When you listen to the news, it's war here, bombing here and there. Those things that Jesus said thousands of years ago, it's now come to pass. What else do we want to see? In verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. What other sign do we need? You need to listen to my message on the signs of the end time. But that's not what I'm talking about now. I'm talking particularly about the deceived. People that are already deceived. If you are deceived, you can't make heaven until you make a U-turn to disbelieve what you are told. And then the Lord will save you. Nation shall rise against nation. It's everywhere. Kingdom against kingdom. Famine is everywhere. Pestilence. Earthquakes. Earthquakes. All the time you hear of earthquake here and there. In verse 8, say, all these things are the beginning of sorrow. It does not mean that sorrow has come. The beginning of sorrow. Look at verse 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Take for example in the church, or in the churches, many are offended. People are offended against their pastors, brothers and sisters, offended against themselves. A lot of things. Families have been torn down, destroyed. Many will be offended. Many shall betray one another and shall hate one another, even in the house of God. Hatred here and there. The people that call the same God. Look at verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. How many churches are talking about the end time now? How many preachers still remember that the world is going to come to an end one day? All we talk about is finances, money, how to make money, how to become gurus, financial gurus. When you make all this money and fly all the jets in the world, where will you be? Where will your soul be? Where will you be? If you miss heaven, where will you be? When Jesus will come and say he doesn't know you, where will you be? Now listen to me. A lot of things are happening. People are deceived. I'm talking about the deceived. people are already deceived, made to believe certain things. I traveled to a certain nation, and one of my friends took me to a place. He said it's a shopping mall. We went there and I saw a mighty shop, and it was written, "The God's Shop." I said, "God's Shop?" And I said to my friend, "What is that?" "The God's Shop." He said, "He doesn't know." I said, "Let's go see what is there." And we went there. What happened? Images and statues of different types and different sizes were all hanging there. They were all, and some of them are bigger than human beings. Some are up to 7 feet tall, some are less. Images of human being, some frog, some monkey, some donkey, some all manner of things, some fish. And a certain man was there, and I went to him and I said, "What are all these?" He said, "They are gods." I said, "Gods?" He said, "Yes. And some of them have names." I said, "Okay." And I was going around them. I saw one, the God of Money. I said, "Wow." I said, come, my friend, what is this?" He said, "The God of Money." I said, "Can this give money?" He said, "Yes, give plenty of money." I said, "Okay, how much?" He told me the amount in dollars. And I said, "Okay, I'm going to carry it. That is big size, that is small size." I said, "I want a big size so that he can give plenty of money." He said, "That's okay." And I saw the amount in dollars. I said, "I'm going to carry this. I'll buy it. But I'm not going to pay you now. When I get home, I'll do exactly what you told me." "What do I do?" He said, "Put incense, burn incense here and pray to the God." That's an image. That's an image, for crying out loud. I should put incense in front of the image molded by human being, and I should bow down to that image, and it will give me money. I said, "Okay, I'm going to practice it. I'll take it home. I'll go and burn the incense and kneel down in front of it and do exactly what it tells me. When it gives me money, then from the money he has given me, I will take some and come and pay you." He said, no, "You don't do that. You pay cash before you carry the gods." He hired a craftsman who was molding these images of different sizes, different shapes of human beings for him. And he's selling them. Some peacock, some cow, elephant, monkey, baboon, all sort of antelopes, so many of them. Some images of women. I said, "You are selling these?" He said, "They are gods." He hired somebody, and he was making all those things for him. They deceived. And I told him, "No, this cannot give money. This is clay mixed with cement. It can't give money." I said, "This is not true. It's an idol. You are deceiving people." He said, "Get out of my shop. Get out of my shop." I said, "I will go. But these are no gods. They are clay." And I left the place. There are people like that. Demons will enter those things and begin to trouble your life and family. That's the truth. They're deceived. They're deceived. A woman came to me sometime for prayers, and things were not going well with her and her husband. And my eyes opened, I saw that they have an image in their house. A certain demon used to hide in that image. That is what destroyed their business. I said, "Go and destroy that image you put in your house, where you kneel down and pray." I didn't say you shouldn't pray. Pray, but don't hang all those images. Don't. She said, "Oh, my husband will do that." I said, "Well, I'm not here to argue whether your husband will do this or that to you. Go and tell him what I said. If he wants his business to return, because the images there are hindering him. The Lord says you shouldn't bow down to any image. Call God and pray to him in truth and in spirit, not with images." They deceived. And when he told the husband said, I think I agree with that man. And they destroyed the image and their businesses returned back. They have four shops. They lost three, remaining one. That one, nothing there. But they were blessed and they returned back and become richer than they were before. Things were going very well. They deceived. Are you among those that have been deceived? You are told one story or the other and you are believing all those things you are told. You must repent today if you want God to change your life. The deceived. What do you mean by the word deceived? What do you mean? Those that are deceived. To deceive means to cause someone to believe something that is not true. It means to be false to somebody. It means to be dishonest to somebody, to mislead somebody, to ensnare somebody, to give a false impression to somebody, to mislead by deliberate act, misrepresentation or lies, to manipulate somebody. That's what it means to deceive. Who are the deceived? Those who believe lies of the devils. Those who believe that church is in the heart and not in our attitude. Church is in our heart, is in our mind. Those who believe that it does not matter how you serve God. Those who believe that in hellfire there is repentance. Those who believe you go somewhere and suffer a little before you finally you will be set free and then you go to heaven after death. Those who believe that men and women should dress the same way and the same manner, that it does not matter before God. These are the deceived. Who are the deceived? Those who believe that God only searches the spirit and does not look at our flesh. They are the deceived. Who are the deceived? Those who use images to represent God Almighty and bow down to them. They are the deceived. Who are the deceived? Those who believe that men and women can marry and divorce and remarry again, that it does not have anything to do with the church. Who are the deceived? The Bible told us those who are the deceived. The Bible made us to understand that so many will be deceived at this end time. Therefore, we need to be careful. We need to be extremely careful. The deceivers, they shall deceive so many people. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17 and 2 Corinthians 4, 2 to 5, you will see them. They deceive. They go on deceiving. They go on deceiving people. The end of the deceived, where will be their end? Those that are deceived, where will be their end? The deceived have no excuse for being deceived. Whoever allows his or herself to be deceived will end in hellfire. The end of the deceived is hellfire, and there is no two ways about that. So if you have allowed yourself to be deceived, that is your big problem. Turn away. Check what you believe and know whether those things are true. If they are not true, then you need to make a U-turn. You need to turn right now as I'm talking to you. The deceived. What are you listening to? What are they preaching to you? Search the scriptures to know if those things that you are told are true. Search the scriptures. You have the Bible with you. Search them to find out if those things you are told are true. You are told that if you leave your church, you go to hell. There is nothing like that. There is no one church that was thrown down from heaven by God. All churches were started by somebody somewhere and sometime. You are told you shouldn't relate with others. You are told that if you don't pray this way or that way, you go to hell. It's not true. It's not true. Let your eyes be open. My prayer for you now is that God will open your eyes and you will know the truth so that your life will be saved. The Lord keep you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless your family. If you want to hear the real message, the full message on the deceit, you will get it from our church. Order for it and listen to it so that you will escape the terror, the terror and the horror of hell, because hellfire is real. And those that will go there are the deceived. God bless you for being not deceived. And if you are deceived, you know that what they told is not true. Turn back. Reverse. Join us to serve God and worship Him in truth and in spirit every Sunday. God bless you.
Nothing uplifts like the Word of God, and I trust that the message you just heard
has uplifted you. Now, if you'd like to make a decision, if you want to be born again, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, I'm glad to tell you that you are now born again. You are now a child of God.
This message you just listened to was a message from our senior pastor, Apostle Mike Ofoegbu, the author of the Dangerous Prayer series. For more information, call 080-8420-2031 or 080-3304-9782. Or you could worship with us at our weekly and Sunday services at Perfect Will of God Mission, opposite Fountain of Life School, behind Daman College, by Close One Gate, Satellite Town, Alakija Bus Stop, Badagry Expressway, Lagos. Stay blessed.